ArvestBank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Well, Russellville will have the ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 28-23. Both teams coming out on the court for these last 8 minutes of competition. Davis will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into McAllister, and we are back underway. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man. McAllister dribbles towards the low block. Now picks up a drill, finds Ely in the corner. Air pass into the paint was knocked away and stolen by Foreman. And Mountain Home will force Russellville's 11th turnover of the night. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gives it to Husky on the right side. Now Husky's going to drill down towards the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Actually missed everything, and the rebound is controlled by Russellville. Here's McAllister throwing into the front court to Howerton. Down to Ely in the left corner. Thought about the jumper. Now she'll kick it out to McAllister on the wing. Now gives it in the corner to Meyer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Martin, and she's going to be fouled on the rebound. That is Kara Davis' fourth personal foul. Team foul number four against Russellville here in the second half. So she's going to take a seat, being replaced by Blakely Walker. Leah Jackson checking out of the game as Kay Gilbert comes back in for Mountain Home. 7:14 left of the game. It is a 5-point Lady Cyclones lead. Foreman's pass to Yates, a little over her head, and a scramble for the ball as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Russellville inbounding it with 7:07 left of the game. 25th turnover against the Lady Bombers. McAllister takes the inbound pass from the far sideline. Drills to the right elbow. Now gives it to Walker on the right wing. She dribbles towards the free throw line. Now is going down into the paint. Now kicks back out to McAllister on the right side. Tries to give it, force it down to Myers. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. Here's Martin throwing it to Husky on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the night. And that cuts Russell's lead to a single possession. 28-26, our score, 6:35 left of this contest. Here's McAllister with the ball on the right side. Takes the screen from Myers. Now drills towards the paint, kicks out to Walker in the left corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. A scramble for the rebound, controlled by Myers. She goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Anna Myers in the right place at the right time. She's now in double figures with 11 points, 30-26. Russellville leading it with 6:11 left of the game. Foreman with the ball, giving it to Martin, who will bring it into the front court. A little over 6 minutes left to play in this contest. Martin will drill to the left wing. Kicks it up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. And a scramble for the rebound. Gilbert had it for a moment. Now she's going to be fouled. And Mount Home will inbound it there on the baseline. Anna Myers picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number five. And she's going to take a seat, being replaced by Tanika Boyce. And also for Russellville, Maddie Howerton checks out of the game, replaced by Sarah Velasquez. 5:49 left to play in this contest. Here is Emma Martin taking the inbound pass, dribbles up towards the top. Now still has it there between the circles. It's a 4-point Lady Cyclone lead. Martin dribbles to the left wing, throws it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles toward the elbow, now kicks it out to Foreman in the corner. Foreman's going down into the lane, going up for the jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 5 points, and it's back to a 2-point game, 30-28, Russellville on top, 5:18 left. Here is McAllister throwing it to Velasquez on the left side. Now she's drilling down into the lane, and she's going to be fouled by Addison Yates. A little bump foul as Yates picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. McAllister will inbound it on the baseline underneath the Russellville basket with 5:11 left. McAllister gets into Ely in the left corner. Now she's going down into lane, going to pull up for the jumper over Foreman. She can't get to go. Offensive rebound for Boyce. She's fouled from behind as she goes back up. And so she'll head to the line for a pair of free throws. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers. So Tanika Boyce at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Leah Jackson checking into the game as Martin takes a seat. So she gets this next free throw. Will be back to a two-possession game. Second free throw for Boyce is up, and she gets both. Those are her first 2 points of the night. 32-28, Russellville leading with 5:04 left as Husky inbounds it to Jackson. Back to Husky. It's another zone press. Here gives it to Foreman. Now into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert going into the lane, kicks out to Yates just outside the lane. Her jumper good. Addison Yates with 14 points. And it's back to a two-point lead for Russellville. 32-30 our score with 4:46 left in the contest. Here's McAllister with the ball between the circles. Throws over to Velasquez on the right side. Now Velasquez will dribble toward the top. Now over toward the elbow. Kicks out to McAllister on the left wing. She'll take the screen, dribble toward the free throw line. Now throws it to Ealing, who's thought about the three. Now she's going to go down towards the lane. Her jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Yates, and back comes Mountain Home with a chance to either tie or take the lead. And now she's going to be fouled on her way to the basket. Foul's going to be on the floor, so Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline. Sarah Velasquez picks up her first personal foul, and that is the last foul Russellville had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Yates will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline with 4:19 left, a two-point Russellville lead. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right side. Trying to decide where she wants to go. Now she'll dribble toward the left. Throws it down to Foreman in the corner. Cross-court pass was knocked away by McAllister. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Cyclones. And Mountain Home will inbound it once again with exactly 4 minutes left on the clock. Anna Myers and Kara Davis checking back in as they'll replace Sarah Velasquez and Blakely Walker. Both Myers and Davis will have to be careful. Each has 4 fouls in this contest. 32-30, Russellville leading as Yates will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Jackson. Thought about three. Now trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now gives it to Foreman on the wing. Foreman picks up her dribble. Trying to decide where she wants to go with it. Now gives it to Husky. Husky dribbles to the left corner. Now kicks out to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the long three to give Mountain Home the lead. It rolls around. Does not go. Oh, man, that was close. And the rebound controlled by Myers. She finds McAllister back the other way for the fast break layup. Good. Oh, man, that was tough. That's a tough break there. McAllister has 6 points now. 34-30, Russellville leading it with 3:23 left in the game. Yates takes an inbound pass. She'll give it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Gilbert going into the lane. Finds Foreman there in the paint for the jumper. Off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 7 points. 34-32, Russellville leading it with 3:08 left in this contest. Here is Davis into the front court. Drills toward the right side. Gives there on the wing to Myers. She's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Good. Anna Myers now with 13 points. And it's back to a two-possession lead for the LA Cyclones. 36-32, our score with 2:50 left. Here is Husky looking to bring into the front court. Now she'll give to Gilbert. Into the front court, it goes to Jackson. Now to Yates on the right side. 2:40 left in this contest. Finds Gilbert at the free throw line. Gilbert gives it to Foreman on a low block. Her jumper off the glass and in. And Mount Tom's quickly going to take a timeout as Foreman now has 9 points. We will break with 2:34 left to play in the game. Russellville leading Mountain Home 36-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Russellville with the ball coming out of the Mountain Home timeout. Blaze Cyclones up 36-34 with 2:34 left. Mountain Home took that timeout again. They just have one timeout left. Russellville with all five of theirs. Here is McAllister into the front court for the Lady Cyclones. Takes a screen from Ely, dribbles between the circles. Now gives to Ely on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and it banked it in. Wow, that's about as fortunate as you can get there. Michaela Ely now with 7 points. 39-34, Lady Cyclones leading it with 2:10 left. Here is Husky bringing it into the front court, trying to get out of the double team. Gives it to Yates just outside the low block. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert gives it back to Yates in the lane. She's going to go up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Boyce. She's quickly back the other way for Russellville. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this one. Here is McAllister with the ball up between the circles. McAllister drills toward the right side. Gives it to Boyce there on the wing. Now finds Ely, and now Russellville's going to take their first time out of the night. We'll break with 1:44 left to play. It is Russellville on top, 39-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Yes.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Russellville takes their first time out of the night, leading 39-34 with 1:44 left of this contest. Davis will inbound the ball for the Lady Cyclones on the far sideline. And she gets into Ely, and we are back underway. Ely trying to decide where she wants to go. Now she drills towards the free throw line, kicks it to Davis, who's going into the lane. Now gives it to Myers on the low block. Her layup, no good. Boy, a point-blank range, too. Foreman gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Here's Martin looking to avoid the double team in the backcourt. She gets in across the timeline to Husky. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Now she's dribbling towards the paint. Has the ball stripped from her. She goes up with it. And now another turnover by Russellville. And this time a foul's going to be called on the Lady Cyclones as Kate Gilbert, I believe, is going to go to the free throw line. That foul is going to be called on Z. McAllister, her second personal. And that does put Mountain Home in the bonus for the rest of this contest. So with 1:17, it is a two-shot opportunity for Kate Gilbert. She has yet to score this evening. First shot is up. Good. And if she gets this next one, it'll be back to a one-possession game. One more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Davis. 39-35, Lady Cyclones on top. Well, Davis about had the ball knocked away from her. She'll get it to McAllister, who brings it into the front court. Finds Myers well on the low block all by herself and goes in for the layup. Good. Anna Myers with 15 points. I guess that's a risky run when you try to double team. Here is Gilbert throwing it into the front court, and it's stolen by Davis. And it's a six-point lead for the Lady Cyclones with 50 seconds left. Here is Davis going to be fouled by Husky. Husky picks up her second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home had to give. So the next one will put the Lady Cyclones in the bonus. 47.6 seconds left on the clock. Leah Jackson checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Addison Yates. 41-35, Lady Cyclones on top. Davis will inbound it to McAllister on the left wing. Back up top to Davis. Now Ely has it between the circles. Now foul's going to be called on Foreman. It looked like there might have been a travel before the foul, but I guess the officials missed it. That is Hannah Grace Foreman's third personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So a 1-1 coming up from Kayla Ely. This will be her first trip to the line tonight. She has 7 points so far this evening. First shot is up and good. So she does earn the bonus, and that makes it a three-possession game with 40.2 seconds left. One more free throw for Ely. Second shot is up and will not go. Rebound controlled by Jackson for Mountain Home. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Jackson dribbles to the right side, going into the lane for the layup. No good. Foreman saves it in, but right into the hands of Z McAllister. 29 seconds left. McAllister is being double-teamed, and now she'll be fouled, and she'll head to the line for the one-on-one opportunity. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. I'm sorry, second foul. Team foul number 8 against the Lady Bombers. So one-and-one for Z McAllister. This will be her first trip to the line tonight. First shot is up. No good. Misses the front end. And the rebound is controlled by Foreman. She gives it to Martin. Quickly back the other way. 22 seconds left. Martin throws it to Jackson in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And McAllister gets the rebound. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Martin. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul. This will be the last one-and-one for Russellville. That's the ninth team foul against Mountain Home with 15 and a half seconds left. So Z McAllister back to the free throw line, where so far she is 0 of 1 with 6 points. First shot is up and good, so she does get the bonus here. And it looks like Russellville is going to go on to win this game. Mountain Home is going to drop to 6-4 on the year. Second shot is up. No good. Gets 1 of 2 on that trip. Jackson gets the rebound. She gives it to Gilbert. 12 seconds. Gilbert dribbles off her foot, picks it back up, and throws it into the front court right to the hands of Davis. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers. Back the other way. Ely going up for the jumper. No good. Jackson gets the rebound, and that's the way this game is going to end. Yeah, tough night for Mountain Home. Just couldn't overcome all the turnovers they committed in this game as they fall to Russellville by 8. We will start the Bombers postgame show in just a moment and look over our final numbers. Our final score tonight, Russellville defeating Mountain Home 43-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.